This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. This is our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Here in Pennsylvania, it seems like the very process of voting is being revised and fought over on a daily basis, and that's what this series is about. Jen, what's our lead story for this week?
Our lead story this week comes from the state's top election official. That's Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar. She gave an update to reporters around the middle of the week, and she is continuing her call for the legislature to act to give county officials more time to start counting mail-in ballots prior to Election Day. She had initially, and the Wolf administration had initially, asked for 3 weeks before Election Day to allow county officials to start the count. We're getting pretty close to that now. Now she's saying any amount of extra time would be good because right now they have to wait until 7 a.m. on Election Day to start counting those ballots.
This is the so-called pre-count because, of course, ballots, mail-in ballots are already being returned by mail and in drop boxes.
That's right. There have been, so far, nearly 9 million Pennsylvanians have registered to vote. Nearly 2.5 million have registered to vote by mail. The registration deadline is still rolling. That goes until October 19th. And many counties have already sent out their ballots, and they're coming back. Here in the Lehigh Valley, there are drop boxes in Northampton County where folks can now drop off their ballots. But in Lehigh County, they're still working on that process, and it looks like those drop boxes aren't going to be available to the public until at least next Friday, October 16th. County Executive Phillips Armstrong said the election board first has to certify sheriff's deputies to monitor the boxes and retrieve the ballots.
So there's already a trickle of what will be a flood, but they can't even touch them currently until Election Day morning.
That's right. And, you know, I got a question this week that I thought was really interesting in terms of thinking about what you need to know. The question was, does everybody get mailed a mail-in ballot? And the answer to that is no, you have to apply for a mail-in ballot. So if you want to vote by mail, you have to apply for one either online or in person at your local election headquarters.
So that's two important takeaways. It's not too late to register to vote if you aren't registered, and it's not too late to request a mail-in ballot.
That's right.
Now, an interesting example of how wrong elections can go or how disputed they can be comes from the Pennsylvania State House 22nd District in Allentown, where the incumbent Peter Schweier was in a primary challenge by Enid Santiago. There was a dispute over the election results. It took weeks to resolve. And Enid Santiago is still unsatisfied with the resolution that showed Peter Schweier winning by just 50-something votes.
That's right. And this week, the Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin announced charges against the judge of elections in the case, that's Erica Bickford, on two election code violations. She's essentially charged with altering entries and documents and prying into ballots. Those are the charges. And apparently, according to a news release from the district attorney's office, she did admit that she darkened some bubbles on ballots, but she says she didn't change anything. And Genesis Ortega, our community correspondent, did an interview with Enid Santiago just this week.
Ms. Bickford was nothing more than a guppy in an ocean of corruption. That is all she was. She is the fall person for what happened on June 2nd. Ms. Bickford is not the top of the food chain.
So that's quite a volatile assertion by Santiago.
It sure is. And she questions why the election was certified when there were reports from her campaign of election code violations on Election Day. And she's mounting a write-in campaign.
So she's still in the race?
Essentially, yes.
Let me ask you, what election stories are in the pipeline that we might be talking about and updating next week?
Brad, we have a great story this week from Megan Frank. We're calling it the Bellwether Bakery story. There is a bakery in Montgomery County that makes political cookies with the names of candidates. And apparently they say they have been able to accurately predict the winner of past presidential races with their based on their cookie sales. So we're going to have a great story about that. Really fun. Tyler Pratt is working on a story about voter mobilization, and Genesis Ortega is working on a story about Latino voters in the Lehigh Valley and their concerns. And of course, we'll have continuing coverage of breaking election news throughout the week.
The way this election goes, there's no danger of running out of stories.
Absolutely not, Brad. And we can catch up on the rest of those next time around.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. And What You Need to Know will be a regular Friday feature until the election. We'll look at the latest developments locally and statewide to be sure that your vote is counted in this exceptional election year. You can hear more of the series and our reporting on the election at WLVR/election.